It's Valentine's Day today, so the topic of divorce is perhaps not one you'd expect or even necessarily want to hear about today, but in this case, it just might be okay. The divorce rate in the U.S. is the lowest it's been in more than 30 years. To find out what's behind that, I'm joined by Wendy Manning. She's a professor at Bowling Green State University and co-director of the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. And Wendy, what is the divorce rate now, and to what do you attribute it being where it is?
Well, the divorce rate right now is, you're right, it is at a low point. It's 16.9 divorces per 1,000 married women, and that seems to be on a steady decline. And it means that about 1 million women divorced last year. And you asked me why it declined?
Yes.
Yes. We don't know all of the reasons why, but one reason might be that marriages are more select than they were before. So people are waiting longer to get married. The median age at first marriage in the U.S. is at a historic high point of 27 for women and 29 for men. And so people are waiting longer to get married, so they might, and being more selective about who they marry, and that might be leading to a lower divorce rate.
So it sounds like maybe we're doing a better job of choosing our mate before we go ahead and tie the knot?
That's what we're hypothesizing, and it's reflected well in the marriage rates have also declined, and just that along with the age at marriage. And there's factors such as women with higher level of educations are more likely to marry than ever before, and some of that has to do with people want to make sure that they're economically set before they get married. And there's sort of this notion in the U.S. that marriage is this capstone experience that you only experience after you have everything else in place. And so it's sort of a high status symbol, and therefore, as it becomes more selective, we would expect to see divorce rates decline.
As the divorce rates are declining, what's happening to marriage rates? Are the same number of us still getting married as before?
We have lower rates of marriage. We have about 2 million marriages in the U.S. every year, so we have more marriages than divorces, so that's good. It's about a two to one ratio. But yeah, we've seen a decline in marriage, but it's sort of leveling off, and maybe we've sort of hit the low point.
Is it possible, do you think, to extrapolate from the lowering divorce rate whether or not we are happier in our marriages?
I would like to think so, but we know that there's some people who stay married even though they're unhappy. But I would like we would like to think so. We don't have really evidence that marital quality is increasing, so we don't we can't gauge that. As I would like to think that was more closely aligned with one another than they are. We do know that still about 2/5 of people who are married will likely get divorced. So a lot of those unhappy marriages will likely end, but there'll probably be some that don't.
For those couples who do get divorced, what is the percentage of members of those couples who will ultimately get remarried?
So that's an interesting question, in that just because we have a pretty high divorce rate in the United States, we still see high rates of remarriage, and people are quite optimistic about marriage in the United States. Especially among older Americans, we see pretty high rates of remarriage. And some of that just has to do with our trends in divorce. So the baby boomers who got divorced are happily getting remarried. And also widows are getting remarried. And so we're seeing high levels of remarriage, especially among older Americans.
Wendy Manning is a professor at Bowling Green State University and co-director of the National Center for Family and Marriage Research. She talked about how we seem to be waiting longer to get married now than in the past. Nick Wolfinger agrees that's contributing to there being fewer divorces. He's a demographer who studies marriage and divorce in the U.S. and teaches at the University of Utah. And Nick, why do you think the divorce rate is at such a low point?
There are a bunch of things going on, and only some of which we understand. Here's one that most people agree is responsible, and that we're waiting till we get older than ever before to get married. So the median marriage age is now about 30 for men and 28 or 29 for women. And those are record highs, especially for women. And there's a dramatic decrease in divorce if you wait from your early 20s to 30 to get married. You're more mature. You're not changing as fast. You know what you want more.
Is there also an economic factor in there that if you wait till maybe you're established in your career or whatever it is that you're going to be doing, you're maybe less dependent on your spouse for your income?
This is a complicated question, but let me give you the simplest answer that comes out of it. There is now a huge social class gap in marriage in America that didn't exist 40 years ago. So now, I just looked at data recently, 60% or 59% of Americans who have four-year college degrees are currently married. Only 30% of those who don't have four-year college degrees are currently married. That's a huge difference. So the population who gets married today is more educated than they used to be, and people who have more education are less likely to get divorced.
Do you find people that have different belief systems, are they approaching this idea of marriage and maybe to an extent divorce also differently?
Yes. Yes. If you are religious, meaning if you attend services regularly, you are more likely to get married and then less likely you are to get divorced. And the interesting thing is it doesn't matter what kind of services, it doesn't matter what faith you're choosing. It just matters that you are participated and integrated into the life of a religious community.
Have you found that opinions and sort of the way we look at marriage and divorce and how we think about those two institutions has evolved over the past X number of years?
Yes, but not so much as people think. Probably 85% of Americans will still marry in their lifetime, and the overwhelming majority of Americans of all kinds, educated, uneducated, gay, straight, still want to be married. It just seems out of reach for many people who don't have four-year college degrees and don't have good jobs. It just sounds like something that would be great, but you never be in this, have the circumstances to make it happen. Oh, I'll end with some good news.
Sure.
Whenever I teach a big undergraduate class, I always ask them, what percentage of Americans cheat on their spouses? And the estimates are always wildly inflated. People say things like 50%, 70%, 90%, and the answer is much closer to 20%.
Why is it that we all think that more of us cheat than actually do?
What I like to call the Las Vegas effect. How often do you hear friends say, I just went to Vegas and won a bunch of money? Right? You hear that much more than you hear, I just went to Vegas and got queened out. The reason is, the people who get queened out don't tell you. You know, it's not news to say, well, we're married, happily married, just like last year, nothing's happened. But if someone cheats or is getting divorced, that's the kind of gossip we love. Whether it's among our friends or among people in Hollywood, right, we're not going to get a story in the paper about which Hollywood couple is still happily married a year later. We're going to hear about the ones that called it quits.
Nick Wolfinger is a professor of family and consumer studies and an adjunct professor of sociology at the University of Utah.